You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Adriana Albritton, author of the book 28 Days to a New Life, a holistic program to get fit, delaying aging, and enhance your mindset. She's also the co-author of the Better Business Book, Volume 2 and Volume 3, and founder of the blog fitandall.com and AFIT Wellness, a coaching service to help people get fitter and healthier. Adriana, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure as well. So for starters, how did you start merging fitness and mindset? Talk to us about that to kick things off today.
Well, so I have a background in mental health. I have a master's in forensic psychology. So I used to treat, you know, patients for like mental health issues, right? I used to work at a jail here in New York. And then after having my child, I wasn't doing that anymore, and I just wanted to do something just a couple of hours a day. So I was very active physically, so I decided to do some personal training. And then that's how kind of like I merged both arenas in one. So I kind of like help people stay fit, but also, you know, deal with their mindset. Sometimes we have like self-sabotaging, you know, dialogue in our head and all that. So that's how like the fitness and the mindset, they are together.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Thanks for those details. Tell us, what is Fitandall, your blog there at fitandall.com?
Okay, so Fitandall is my blog in which I write about fitness, about working out. I write about nutrition, also about mindset, stress management, motivation, because, you know, again, I believe that everything is interconnected. The mind, the body, so one thing affects the other. So, you know, we cannot just work out and expect our physique to be our best if we don't incorporate other things, right? So nutrition, mindset, and all those.
It's certainly a great resource there. Tell us, in regards to nutrition and diet, what should people be concentrating on here?
Okay, well, mainly, obviously, you have to try to eliminate the bad foods, right? Anything like with white flour, like, you know, a lot of sugars, obviously, junk food, processed food. You know, as long as you stay closer to the earth, like cleaner foods, you know, foods that we can see from the earth, right? But then we know that we're eating something healthy. We should be drinking a lot of water every day. We should eat protein with all our meals. That helps us to stay more full, and also it gives us a better physique. And, you know, lots of vegetables. That's one thing I really encourage people to do, lots of vegetables. Obviously organic, preferably. Yeah.
Of course, and no other way to go. Today we're joined by Adriana Albritton, author of the book 28 Days to a New Life, a holistic program to get fit, delay aging, and enhance your mindset, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Adriana, how can people start changing their mindset in regards to their health ASAP?
Well, I think that the first step for, you know, in regards to any kind of change, business, your body, or anything else, is to recognize where we are, right? So to recognize, all right, how's my body right now? So then if I know where I am, I can have an idea of, you know, where I want to go, where I want to be. So, you know, it's important to see, to be honest with ourselves and know exactly where we are, and, you know, to try to do things that are going to help our journey. For instance, keep a positive mindset. For instance, listening to podcasts is great, because that is going to fill our mind with positive information as opposed to, let's say, what's in the news all day, which is mostly negative. So that's how we're going to change our minds. First of all, recognizing where we are try to incorporate more positive information and more positive feed into our mind. And also when we see that we're doing, maybe like we're having like some negative thoughts, you know, sometimes from time to time, we may be too rough with ourselves, right? Or having been negative. So we have to stop, recognize what we're doing and switch it, right? So it's a matter of paying attention to our dialogue and change it.
Good advice there, and mindset is so important in every factor of life, especially our health, so really appreciate your input there. Now, you have a new book, 28 Days to a New Life. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yes, so it's kind of like a program in which I divide it in 4 weeks, and in 4 weeks, we want to change something in relation to our diet, in relation to our body, how we're training, what are we doing with our, you know, being active, and also in relation to our thoughts. For instance, dealing with cognitive distortions, like, you know, what I was talking before about how, you know, being negative or what kind of thoughts are crossing to our head, or sometimes dealing with stress management techniques. And trying to deal with all this in, you know, in all of our daily routines, trying to incorporate, you know, our body, our mind, our spirit, because everything is connected. So it's like a 28-day program in which I guide you as to, you know, how to get healthier and fitter. And when you incorporate all those things, it's also going to help you more, it's going to help you feel better, and obviously it's very good for anti-aging. If you are eating the right foods and you are eliminating anything that's toxic for you, so it's going to keep you healthier and younger.
And we're certainly appreciative of your making the effort to write this book, 28 Days to a New Life, and bringing attention to this on the program. Now, lastly, as we conclude, there's so much information about fitness and fat loss on the internet and everywhere else. What are the three tips you'll give to people who want to start their fitness journey or want to validate their current regimen? Get into some of those details as we conclude today.
Okay, so again, first, you need to know where you are, where you stand, and you need to know where you want to go. So if you need to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever it is, you need to be realistic about it and make a realistic goal. You know, you cannot say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in, you know, in a couple of weeks, because that's not going to be realistic. So make realistic goals. And you want to change your eating, right? Because obviously you're going to continue to eat fast food, you know, foods that are toxic for you, then that's not going to help your body. And you need to move. You know, most people nowadays, because we're so busy and we deal with technology and we're so sedentary, we don't move enough. So we need to be active. So if you incorporate that, you know, you're going to start seeing the changes. And a lot of vegetables, that's another thing. Lots of greens.
Good stuff and a lot of greens. That is certainly important. And we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today and share some of your expertise in regards to health and fitness on the program. Where can listeners get further details on you, your books, and any of your services? Where's the best place to tune in online?
Yes, you can find it on Amazon, 20 Days to a New Life. And you can find me on, I'm on LinkedIn or, as you know, Adriana Arbiton, or my blog, fitandall.com. Or also like on Instagram, Adriana Fitandall, on Facebook, pretty much. If you Google my name, you'll find me. And say hi. Please say hi.
Well, you've certainly got the bases covered. Again, Adriana, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Adriana Albritton, the author of the new book, 28 Days to a New Life, a holistic program to get fit, delay aging, and enhance your mindset. She's also the founder of the blog fitandall.com and AFIT Wellness, a coaching service to help people get fitter and healthier. And for all the details, simply visit fitandall.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.